Justin Sims, Corps Superintendent out here at the Aleutian Club, joins us. Justin, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, I guess the first question I have for you is, how do you grow grass on the side of a mountain?
It has its challenges for sure. I think it's definitely a lot windier out here for us than it is in town, and that helps us from a, I would say we're maybe at, I don't know, 2 degrees cooler than in town, but which is a, is an advantage. However, the disadvantage would be that we that wind can dry us out really quick. So we probably have to watch our watering and kind of pay a little more attention, because a lot of times we don't get quite the same humidity as other people do.
So. Right, and course looks awesome, by the way.
Thank
and,
you.
And wanted to kind of get your thoughts and what y'all did to prepare for this tournament, because you heard a lot of things as far as narrowing the fairways. What are some of the things that were maybe the most challenging thing as far as getting this course to, you know, top-notch level like it is?
I would say right when I got here last year, some of the fairways had already been narrowed. We brought a couple, maybe one and five, and a few more fairways in, maybe a pass or two.
Right.
The biggest challenge with that was, it sounds kind of funny, but actually getting that grass that was at fairway height up to rough height.
And when you say a pass or two, you're talking about the
width of the mower.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And so,
yes.
Yeah, just for yes. the listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking, in some instances, we may be talking 15 feet wide or so.
Right.
But getting that up to getting that up to rough height was a challenge, and we also started mowing so the fairways kind of bled into the bunkers mm-hmm. to get that ball roll.
Is that like a link style deal? Is that how they do that there? Yeah,
it's how there's a lot of courses that kind of have that look. Augusta does that. Definitely a lot of links courses.
Because you saw at the Open, it seemed like when it was rolling, it would find. But there's a lot of bunkers out there, but it would just find a bunker. Yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and that took a little bit of time, but it really wasn't that difficult per
right.
se. It's definitely adds for a different look for players. You know, where a drive might have held up before or stopped just short, that extra few feet could mean that you're rolling down in a bunker, which is a little different.
And so when you have to mow that, do you mow the same direction then every time to do that?
The bunkers?
I'm talking about you said the grass as far as to bleed into the bunkers.
I'm sorry.
Is that the same way every time to get it going that way?
We switch up the direction a lot. A lot on those slopes, you use a mower that they call it a fly mower, but it actually kind of hovers.
Okay.
It's kind of a different looking
kinda
machine.
Cool, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and you just swing it back and forth, but it hovers over there, and it's a lot better looking than just weed. You could just go out and weed eat it, but
right. But it keeps
really
it the same the
exactly.
height, right?
It's hard to be consistent.
Right.
And that's how they can be visually appealing and yet have the playability you're looking for.
Justin Sims, course superintendent out here at the Aleutian Club, joins us. It's Overtime on the Buzz Radio Network. And, Justin, you spent 5 years at Augusta National, which is highly regarded as one of the best places in all of the world to play.
Yeah.
And now you're here at the Aleutian Club. I don't want you to try and compare the two, because they each have their differences and each
right.
provide a different challenge for you. But coming here to the Aleutian, why did you decide to make that move?
I was ready for a new challenge in life, and working at Augusta National was phenomenal. Probably as good a thing that's ever happened to me. But you know, from just a family standpoint, I have three boys. They were all born in Augusta. Actually, my youngest son was born during the 2012 Masters tournament. So we were looking. We'd moved a lot all over the country. Me working on golf courses and. When this opportunity opened up, it seemed like it was a good opportunity to go work at a phenomenal club for, you know, working for Mr. Stevens is great. And it was a place that we thought that we could come to and never have to move again. You know, everything goes right. We'll just be in Little Rock for
right
forever. So it was great. That's what we wanted to do, because moving around just wasn't going to work well with three boys.
You talked about your youngest was born during the Masters.
Yeah.
Hunter Mahan was leading the golf tournament last week and left.
Yeah.
Were you able to leave the grounds to go witness the birth?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, there was a lot of people asking me whether or not I would go, and I can understand why they would, but there's no way I would ever miss that. And it did, I do have to say, it did happen during a practice round. It was on Tuesday. But nevertheless, there's no way I was going to miss that. My boss, everyone, you know, joked around with me and stuff, but nobody expected me to be there. So
yeah, we kind of talked about that the last couple of days. What is something maybe? First of all, how long have you been in this profession?
I've actually been doing this since I was about 14 years old.
Okay, 14. Yeah. And so, where did you work before Augusta? And then, what are some techniques you've picked up maybe at Augusta that you've brought here?
Yeah. Well, I started out when I graduated college. I worked in Colorado at a place called the Club at Cordillera. And then I went and I worked at the Olympic Club in San Francisco, where the U.S. Open was this year before last. Then I went to a place called Victoria National Golf Club in Southern Indiana. Very, very nice club. And then from there I went to Augusta. You know, the thing I pick up from Augusta, it's funny, I talked to a lot of people about this. I think most people believe wherever they're at, unless they live in, you know, the extreme Northeast, everyone thinks where they live is just the hottest place on earth.
Right.
But, you know, in all honesty, just dealing with the bent grass and the heat, there's nothing better than working at Augusta National for that. Because even though you're closed, you still have to do all of your aerifications. You still mow the greens as much as humanly possible. You still maintain them to where they, you know, you try to maintain them as good as possible. So being able to